KNOM Update News. I'm Margaret DeMaribus, and it's 9:02. Another hearing date has been set yet again for Teddy Kyle Smith of Kiana. The 45-year-old has been charged with attempted murder, assault, robbery, and misconduct involving weapons. A warrant was out for Smith's arrest after he shot at a crowd outside his mother's home in Kiana in September 2012. A manhunt later found Smith after he allegedly shot and injured two brothers on September 18th of last year. Smith has had his hearings continued since the fall of 2012 per request from the Public Defender Agency in Nome, as there is extensive information regarding the two open cases against Smith, in addition to awaiting the transition of Nome's Superior Court judge. Smith is currently being held at the Anvil Mountain Correctional Center in Nome. His next hearing is set for May 1st at the Kotzebue Courthouse. The Norton Sound Health Corporation's new regional hospital and Koyana Care Center has finished the move from the old hospital building. Last week, on March 5th, staff teamed together for Patient Move Day, where current inpatients and Koyana Care Center residents were transported to the new facility. NSHC President and CEO Angie Gorn says staff was prepared to handle any issues, in addition to making the move a positive experience. She says some patients even agreed to have pictures taken during the move.
It was calm. It was exhilarating. Just very exciting.
Gorn says patients were wowed upon arrival at the new facility, especially with the views out onto the tundra and the Bering Sea. The hospital has had several changes in dates for the official transition over to the new building. Some offices did have a chance to move in December 2012, but inpatients, QCC residents, and support staff had to wait until March 5th.
Our management team decided to push the date back. We did have substantial completion at QCC, but it was really that that part of the new facility opening that held us back just a little bit. Even though we would have been ready to go, we felt as though the training wasn't where it needed to be to move in on that date. So for optimal patient safety and to get everything in place, we decided to push the date back.
The new regional hospital has over 700 brand new pieces of equipment, and Gorn says it is essential for staff to be trained adequately.
Over time, there's been new models. Some of the vendors are different, and so with each new piece of equipment, that requires staff training. It requires checkoff sheets, dry runs, just to make sure that staff are comfortable with those new pieces, and that takes time.
Gorn says the board of directors has been advocating for this new facility for a long time. She expressed amazement with the timing, especially in the current economic environment, to have the nursing home and hospital open on the same day. To hear more from NSHC President and CEO Angie Gorn, tune into Profiles today after the 9 a.m. Iditarod update and after the 6 p.m. weather. Public school teachers might have to wait a couple years longer to acquire tenure rights if a bill proposed in the Alaska House is passed. House Bill 162 from Representative Tammy Wilson would require that teachers be employed in the same district continuously for 5 full school years or accept a teacher contract for 6 consecutive school years to be eligible for tenure. Under current law, teachers who work for 3 continuous years or accept a contract for 4 consecutive years can get tenure. The bill would not change the evaluation procedure, nor would it alter the performance standards that must be met for determining whether a teacher can get tenure. The bill was referred to the House Education Committee. The Alaska Senate has passed legislation that would allow the state to move toward taking responsibility for dredge and fill permits from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. Senate Bill 27 is one of several permit-related bills proposed by Governor Sean Parnell. Parnell has billed it as a way to limit federal overreach in Alaska. The bill would allow the state to evaluate the costs and consequences of assuming primacy for the dredge and fill permitting program It also would allow the Departments of Environmental Conservation and Natural Resources to take reasonable steps to assume primacy. ConocoPhillips Alaska won't seek an extension of the export license for its liquefied natural gas plant in South Central Alaska. The current license expires March 31st. Spokeswoman Amy Burnett says ConocoPhillips will consider a new license if needs of the local gas market are met and there is sufficient gas for export. She says ConocoPhillips is unaware of there being sufficient gas in Cook Inlet to support exports currently. In February 2011, ConocoPhillips and its then-partner announced plans to close the plant in Nikiski, citing market changes that didn't support continued exports. The plant was the sole supplier to Japan when it began exports in 1969, but had become a bit player by 2010. However, after the March 2011 earthquake and tsunami that devastated Japan, the company did provide additional shipments. And for your gold prices at this hour, gold is up $10.70 an ounce to $1,593.50. Silver is up 22 cents an ounce to $29.31. Zinc is at 89 cents a pound. Alaska Airlines Flight 151 is expected to arrive at 9:10 and to depart at 9:42. It is unofficially 3 below at the KNOM studios, 8.5 minutes after 9 o'clock.